Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Lutetium-177 dotatate therapy by Dr. Lizette Lowe. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Dr. Lizette Lowe explains how peptide receptor radionuclide therapy using lutetium-177 radiation targets neuroendocrine tumors. What are neuroendocrine tumors? Neuroendocrine tumors, NETs, are a group of rare cancers that originate in cells found throughout the body and act as a bridge between the nervous and endocrine systems. The most common sites of origin are bowel, lung, and pancreas. Tumors are categorized as grade 1, 2, or 3 based on tumor cell growth rate, measured by the Ki-67 index on histology. A high Ki-67 indicates a faster-growing and more aggressive tumor. The central role that somatostatin plays. Somatostatin is a normal hormone which interacts with neuroendocrine cells via a receptor on the cell surface. Most NETs overexpress somatostatin receptors and thus overreact to normal somatostatin stimulus, leading to excessive tumor growth. Nuclear medicine makes use of a peptide which is a somatostatin analog and binds to these somatostatin receptors for both imaging and therapy for NETs. This analog only binds to the somatostatin receptors but doesn't cause the same reaction inside the cell as somatostatin. The somatostatin analog available in South Africa is called dotatate. This dotatate can be linked to different types of radiation, depending if it's being used for imaging, PET or CT, or for peptide receptor radionuclide therapy, PRRT. PRRT, in simple terms, is when the peptide, dotatate, binds to a receptor, somatostatin receptor, and carries radiation, lutetium-177, LU-177, which is used for therapy. PRRT is often called targeted therapy, as it delivers radiation therapy predominantly to cells that dotatate binds to without significant harm to healthy surrounding tissue. Once the dotatate binds to somatostatin receptors, the LU-177 is transported to the inside of the cell, where it emits beta particle radiation that travels only up to 2 millimeters. This radiation damages the nucleus of the cell, thereby killing the cell, and or slows down the cellular growth. Who would qualify for PRRT? Patients with confirmed grade 1 or grade 2 NETs in who curative surgery isn't possible and those who have progression of disease despite other treatments would be considered. Confirmation of dotatate uptake by the cancer cells with a dotatate PET CT scan is, however, essential. The brighter the dotatate uptake in the cancer sites, more intense than in normal liver, the more likely it is that the patient will benefit from PRRT. If there is very little or no dotatate uptake in the cancer sites, the patient will not benefit from PRRT, and other therapy options should be explored. Patients must be in a reasonably good physical condition with adequate bone marrow, kidney, and liver function. It's best for patient cases to be discussed at multidisciplinary meeting, MDM, where a group of specialists can collectively make decisions on the treatment plan. How is PRRT given? Treatment consists of 4 cycles, given 8 to 12 weeks apart. Blood tests to monitor bone marrow, kidney, and liver function is done prior to every cycle to determine if it's safe to proceed or not. PRRT can be done as an outpatient at a facility with a radiation license for LU-177. Something for nausea is given first, as well as a once-off steroid dose to minimize inflammation caused by the radiation therapy. After this, a special amino acid infusion to protect the kidneys will be started and runs over 4 hours. The PRRT infusion is administered at any time after at least 1 hour of this amino acid infusion. A scan is commonly done the day after the treatment, but due to logistics, this scan can even be done 3 to 4 days after treatment. This scan isn't a PET CT and appears blurrier than a PET CT. The purpose of this scan is to visualize the absorption of treatment, and when the scans are compared after each cycle, it's an early indication of treatment response. In other countries, this scan, done at a minimum of 3 time points, is also used to calculate the amount of radiation absorbed in the whole body, but the skills and computer software for this is unfortunately not widely available in South Africa. What are the side effects of PRRT? The most common side effect is nausea related to the amino acid infusion, which is why the treatment procedure starts with anti-nausea medication first. Most patients experience fatigue, which can last from a few days up to a few weeks. This is, however, usually mild. Some patients report pain in the areas of cancer, which happens because of radiation-induced inflammation in the cancer areas, causing swelling of those areas. This is unpredictable, and most patients need only mild to moderate pain medication. Patients with functional tumors may experience a hormone surge during the PRRT infusion with flushing and palpitations, but a life-threatening hormone reaction is extremely rare. Bone marrow suppression may occur due to PRRT, even in patients who don't have cancer spread to the bones. In many patients, this is mild and temporary and doesn't preclude them from further PRRT cycles. Severe bone marrow suppression is rare, occurring in only 1 to 2% of patients, and in most patients, the bone marrow makes a full recovery even though transfusions may be needed. Myelodysplastic syndrome or bone marrow failure occurs in less than 1% of patients and usually only months or years after the last PRRT. Risk factors for this includes patients who previously received chemotherapy, patients who had multiple PRRT cycles, older patients, and patients who have an unrelated underlying bone marrow problem. What is the mechanism of bone marrow suppression due to PRRT? Apart from the expected direct action on surrounding bone marrow due to cancer in or close to bones, the LU177 may separate from the dotatate peptide and settle within the bone marrow. In patients with poor kidney function, the LU177 is cleared slower from the body, potentially leading to prolonged exposure to bone marrow and other tissues. However, studies show that the radiation-absorbed dose to bone marrow from a standard 4-cycle PRRT protocol is below the threshold for permanent damage in most patients. It must be highlighted that PRRT generally causes far less bone marrow suppression than most types of chemotherapy, with a lower risk of myelodysplastic syndrome or future leukemia. Response to PRRT. A dotatate PET CT to assess treatment response is done after completion of the 4 PRRT cycles. Although PRRT doesn't offer cure in patients with metastatic NETs, it slows tumor growth in 80 to 90% of patients, reduces symptoms in up to 80% of patients within weeks of the first cycle, and thereby improves quality of life. According to the NETTER-1 trial, there is about a 20-month interval before the disease progresses again. Fewer than 10% of patients will have progression while on PRRT. What comes after PRRT? No two patients are alike. Further treatment would be best discussed at an MDM. Various options are possible, depending on the sites and extent of residual cancer after PRRT. Octreotide injections for maintenance, everolimus, surgery, radiofrequency ablation of liver lesions, or even chemotherapy. Should there be disease progression in the future, further PRRT cycles may be given, provided the patient has adequate bone marrow, kidney, and liver function. Final thoughts. Although the cost of PRRT per cycle is high, about 100,000 rand, the total annual cost is more affordable than high-dose octreotide or other therapies with worse side effects. PRRT is a well-tolerated and effective treatment choice with minimal side effects. The treatment effect can last for months or even years. Although every patient with an NET has a unique treatment journey, PRRT will benefit most patients.